Hi everyone, welcome back to the Gamer Girls podcast. Last time I said hi gamers and it made me feel really sick, so I didn't do that this time.
We also didn't introduce ourselves last time.
That's fine, it's a mystery.
My name is Emily.
I don't have a name.
This is Lauren.
Our Instagram and Twitters are at Gamer Girls with two A's. You'll be able to listen to this either on YouTube or you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Anchor or Spotify or
all of them.
Something. So that's pretty cool. Getting on Apple Podcasts was for me kind of interesting, even though
she got very excited.
Do it for free. But I listened to like so many podcasts on Apple Podcasts. I was like, oh my god, now I'm on there.
What was that?
This is so exciting.
Yeah, is that what you sounded like?
Yeah, to myself in my room.
You're cute.
My roommate keeps pointing out that I like talk to myself. I have a bunch of plants in my room and I talk to them too.
Yes, she does.
But I was talking to my computer. It just like turned off the other day when I was trying to do some bioinformatics stuff. And I was like, why? Why are you doing this? What's going on?
In the last podcast, we talked about how your dad is weird, but like...
Oh, where do you think I get it from?
You're weird
My
as
mom
hell.
Is crazy too, so...
You guys are all...
Yeah, my sister's nuts.
No, your sister, I guess she has ferrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she... Yeah, no. The entire family. It's a family affair.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, though.
It's really great. It's great entertainment, and they're lovely people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. My mom's... absolutely hilarious. One time we were talking about going to, there's something called like Fuddruckers. My mom said brother fuckers.
What?
And my mom does not swear. Like my mom does not swear. And she was like, it's like that restaurant, brother fuckers. I was like, mom! Could you imagine like what would their logo be? Brother fuckers.
That's a very specific clientele.
Yeah, like no. Yeah, what?
Very specific clientele. You're deterring a lot of people by calling it brotherfuckers.
Yeah, it was so funny. But I also want to talk about Minecraft.
You told me you had something you wanted to tell me first I was going to be excited about.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about that first?
Okay.
I don't know what it's about, I'm about to be surprised.
Spent like a shitload of money.
Oh, God. Okay. On plants.
No.
On aquariums.
No.
On the, I don't even know.
I bought an Alienware desktop.
You bought an Alienware desktop?
Yeah. So
you decided that you wanted to play Minecraft on the computer?
No. So the reason that I was actually going to get it was for bioinformatics.
Because higher processing
and stuff. Yeah, I wasn't able to do a lot of the stuff that I wanted to. And then when I ended up looking it up online, a lot of like academics suggested that instead of spending like $100,000 on a bioinformatics computer, which are like crazy.
Get a gaming computer.
Gaming PCs can function relatively similar as long as you're able to like upgrade your RAM. And the one that I got, I can upgrade up to 64 and it comes with 32. So I was like, okay, sick. But yeah.
Okay,
I saved $850 on it though.
Yeah, okay. So you saved $850 on it. Why? Because it was on sale?
Yeah, they're having like a back to school.
But like,
thing.
How much did you buy?
I'm not telling.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not telling.
You can't just say I spent a shit ton of money and then I saved $150 and then not tell me how much you spent.
Like 2,000.
That's it. Okay, I thought it was gonna be.
Well, it's like.
I thought it was gonna be more than that.
I'm trying to think of. I don't know what it was.
Where are you gonna set it up? You have no. I want to state that like you guys haven't seen her room, obviously, but like first of all, it's covered in plants. Like, you walk in and the entire, like, right behind you is just covered in plants. There are some that are hanging.
From the ceiling, yeah.
Some are hanging from the ceiling. And so there's no, her bed takes up most of the room. And then she has a desk, but she has a laptop on it with a bunch of other shit. So she has no room to put this.
I was going to put the thing under the desk and then just connect it to my screen that I already have.
Right. You already have a screen?
Yeah, on my desk. It was, I'm trying to see, with tax and everything in, where is it? $2,700.
I thought it was going to be more. You can buy Macs for that much money or more.
Wait.
Way more.
My Mac was like...
25?
No. $4,000.
What? How?
Because it's like the fucking new one, 16 gigs. It's like...
$4,000.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
No, yeah, it was.
Not in this lifetime.
Yeah, I know. So I've spent like almost $7,000 on computers this year. But I also have my old computer now, like my old laptop, which is a really, really good one, and I'm really sad. But I think I'm going to sell it, and then that recoups, like, hopefully $1,500.
Still in good condition, still working well.
It's fucking amazing condition. They just replaced the entire thing. It's, like, it's got, like, many, many in upgrades.
Why don't you use it, though?
Because it totally crashed, and I didn't have it for, like, 6 weeks.
Oh,
and it was, like, when I had that conference and all that shit going on.
Right, so you needed a computer, hence why you went to buy a new one.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck it. And they couldn't guarantee me that it was even going to work after it came back and stuff, so I was like, oh, my God. But yeah, it ended up working, and I ended up not having to pay for a bunch of it too, which was kind of sweet, because they fucked up like quite a few times. I like went in and tried to pay twice, and both times they were like, you don't owe us anything. But then they kept calling me and telling me to pay, and I was like on a flight going to like a remote mine, and they kept like sending me, like calling me, and they're like, you have to pay. And I was like, I'm not even in the province anymore. Can you leave me alone? Like, I've tried to pay for this so many times. It was so frustrating. I was so done with Apple, whatever. Apple is a company at that point. I was so frustrated. But the guy who works at the one at the Eaton Center was so nice and helpful. Good. I was like, fuck. Yeah, I almost cried in front of him like twice. It was so frustrating.
It was a rough time for you.
And it was an expensive time. Oh my God, it was okay, so expensive.
$2,000 on a computer, that's not bad. I thought it was going to be more.
$2,700.
Sorry.
So like $300. But that's so that's $850 off.
Yeah.
And including tax and everything. And I get a mouse, which is really not a big deal.
I get a mouse. So at least I can fucking do something, $3,000.
Yeah.
A fucking mouse.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited. I'm really excited to do the 60ness, like the genetics stuff.
On it?
Yeah. Like really excited.
You've been doing it just on your laptop?
I can't. I don't have enough RAM. So this one's got 32 with the potential to upgrade to 64. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
It was so much money, and I was like getting my mom to help me. My mom's like weirdly good at like that kind of shit. She used to work for a like pretty big telecommunications company, and for like certain things she's just with it, but then like she's like, I can't sign into my iTunes account.
And you're like, oh,
and I'm like, okay, but you know what, like graphics cards, like what those numbers mean? Like she was like, oh, like a 2080 or I think whatever 2060 or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know.
I can't help you. You lost.
Yeah,
me.
No. My mom was like, oh, well, that means me. And I was like, oh my God! Like you can't remember your banking password, but you know like what this means. I was like, how is that possible?
My mom doesn't. No, my mom's unhelpful when it comes to tech. Like, has no idea what to do.
Yeah, we were meant to play Don't Starve one time, and then your mom couldn't get something to work, and you ended up having to.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When you were home.
Very possible. Mm-hmm. Things tend to break. She had like a computer break, then her TV
That's a
broke.
Nice way of putting it.
What?
Things tend to break.
They do.
Is she hard on things?
No. Actually, it was just her computer had like a virus, kept having like pop-ups, and she couldn't get rid of them, and I couldn't get rid of them, whatever.
Watching too much internet porn.
So she had to get her, right? That's what I told
computer
her.
Wiped?
My dad had to
get his wiped.
No, they just, I don't know what they did, but they managed to like salvage it. Hmm. I think it was honestly just like one of those, because we watch sometimes like shows, but we stream them.
Yeah.
And so I think it was just from that, and you have to... Like, you can go into your, like, your list in your computer, and sometimes you can find the actual, like, address that's been, like, sort of embedded or whatever, and delete it, and that sometimes will solve the problem, but I was just, like, too tired to do that with her computer, and I couldn't find it, and so she had to get that fixed, so she didn't have a computer, and then her TV broke, so she had to bring the one from upstairs in her bedroom, but the one upstairs in her bedroom is the equivalent of, like, a 12-inch screen. Like, it's
that's the one that you play on, right?
Laptop. Well, I play on the big one, unless she's using the TV downstairs, in which case I'll play on the tiny fucking screen. But, like, there are laptops that have bigger screens.
This is 12-inch.
So I think maybe it's a little bit bigger than 12, but not much. Like, it's...
15, maybe?
Like, I play video games and I have to, like, sit
Remember
essentially on top of it.
Remember when I used to have a shitty TV and everyone used to make fun of me?
It was so small. She has, like, you could see the couch, but she has, like, this big stand and the TV was so small.
It was
and
like then a third of it. She was, like, 22
It was
something.
So small. She used to always yell and say that she couldn't see. And we're like, yeah, no.
Couldn't see.
We're like, no fucking way. No fucking kidding, you can't see.
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend always used to make fun of me. He's like, I can't play games here. I can't see anything. I was like, this is not my problem.
It was bad. But now you have a new TV, so that's amazing. I got my mom a new TV, but it was huge.
That, I feel like, is huge. I know it's not, but...
No, I got, like, I thought we had a 50-inch at our place, but I think we actually just ended up having, like, a 35 or, like, a 40. And so when I went to the store, there was a TV that was, like, I think, like, $600 or something, or $500, but it was on sale for, like, three-something. And it was, like, a smart TV. It had, like, Roku. Like, it was just, like, super convenient.
I don't know what that means.
Roku is, like, that box that has, like, a lot of channels that you can just, like, download or, like, buy. And then you have, like, a bunch of channels. Anyways, I don't know. It's okay. I'm not explaining it properly. But anyways.
Still have no idea.
It's a smart TV so she could watch Netflix. That was essentially her requirement. Like, she wanted to be able to watch Netflix.
I have another funny dad story to tell you after
on the
that.
TV. And so I was like, you know what? Like, I walk into the store, but the TV was 55-inch. And I should have just gauged based on the box that it was going to be a big-ass TV. And it was too big for our place.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, I was like, fuck it. It's $300. It's a great deal. So I bought it and then got it home and set it up. And it didn't fit on our TV stand because we had that dinky old, like, TV stand that's on, like, wheels.
Uh-huh.
Not the ones that's just, like, IKEA, like, on the ground. And so it was like, this wide. And the TV stand, like, the feet.
The little wedgies.
Were, like, all the way over there.
Just get, like, a 2x4.
Right.
On top.
We ended up, like, using, like, a... We had a... No, we had, like, a glass table that was against the wall that was essentially that length. And so we used that until she got a new TV stand. But it, like, you walked in because the makeshift stand that we used
short
was
to the ground?
Tall. So the entire TV was like towering over you.
It was feels like you're in a theater in the front row.
My mom came home and I heard the car door close and I like ran outside like a kid and I was like, okay, so don't panic.
I did something cool, but I also made a mistake.
Yeah. I was like, I got a TV for you. You're welcome. But also it's big. She was like, how big? And I was like, big.
Like twice the size of the last one.
Like
so.
I was like, I didn't exactly gauge. I probably should have like measured. So I was like, it's big, so don't freak out. You're gonna get used to it. You're gonna love it, and you can watch Netflix.
And this is an ad from me to you. Mm-hmm. So enjoy it.
Yeah. So she walked in. She was like, oh.
Yeah. She's like, okay. My entire living room is now a singular TV.
She was like, that can't stay. And I was like,
oh.
She's like, that's so big.
And it would have been so sad.
And I was like, no. Just like, give it a shot. I was like, it looks worse now because of the stand. And now she loves that. She loves the TV. It's huge.
Oh, God. That's good. Still recording.
Yeah.
I'm
doing live view. I don't think you guys can really see it.
You better blur that.
Like, they're gonna see what the fuck that is.
Maybe.
But yeah, we got live view so that we can know when it stops recording because it keeps cutting off early.
Hmm.
And the video that's gonna come out, on the 3rd, I think, or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, halfway through it cuts out, and so we're gonna be talking again with a black screen. You know, one of these days we're gonna get it right. Or you know what? Maybe that'll be our brand. You know? Like, we
not
fuck up.
Not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, I'm no longer pointing anywhere on the screen and telling myself to be able to edit literally anything on there because I fucking don't know how. So it's not worth even, like, pretending.
Like,
because I'm not going to figure it out. I know I'm not going to figure it out, so it's not worth it.
I haven't actually looked into it.
Oh, I did. I tried to Google it.
Paid
I think
duty.
You have to have, like, a thing for it. Like, Photoshop or, like, some kind of fancy editing program that we obviously don't have. So, yeah, that was kind of sad, but that's fine. I was going to say, my dad with the fucking smart TVs, he doesn't have Netflix, nor does he know. I pay for my parents to have Netflix, and I pay for Amazon Prime, so they can have, like, well, so I
guess
I
it's the least
degree,
that we
like
can do.
Prime TV. Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. But I got it mostly from my mom.
Okay.
Because my dad is awful at the, like, fucking anything that doesn't have a motor. So he was like, I'm buying a TV, it's gotta be a smart TV because I want Netflix. And I was like, you don't know how to use Netflix.
You don't know how to use a smart TV.
So she was like, fine, I don't give shit, like, do whatever you want. So he gets one, and then in my parents' new place, my mom has like a room above the garage, and she was like, oh, I really want a smart TV because she actually uses my Netflix account. Mm-hmm. So he was like, no. My mom was like, what do you mean? Why can't I have it? And he was like, no. And my mom was like, okay, well, I'm going to go buy a TV that has like smart TV capabilities. And he was like, why? You don't need it. And my mom was like, you don't need it. I need it. I need it. I watch Netflix. It was like so funny because she was like battling with him to get him to allow her to have Netflix, even though he had it. Oh, it was so funny. I don't know why. He's just so weird. He's so weird about stuff. But that was like absolutely hysterical. I was like dying.
No, you can't have a smart TV.
No, you can't.
But why?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I didn't really think I was going to be that into Minecraft also, I am so addicted to it. I think just because it reminds me of Terraria, because I used to have Terraria on my phone, and I beat it.
I know, you said
more than once.
You said three times, I think you said?
Yeah. Two for sure.
Okay.
I ended up, one of my ex-boyfriends started playing it, and he was like, oh, you should download it. And I think it was like $6 or something. And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to spend that money. And then I was like, I'm doing it. And then like when you're in the same room, you can play
together. $6 was a big deal for you? You were like, that's going to break the bank.
Student, man.
It's going to break the bank.
For an app. I was like, I'm probably going to pay it for like 6 seconds and like hate it. Frozen dinners.
Oh, so much salt.
Okay, well, my last, actually, I got paid a lot, but I didn't get paid. You know?
No, nobody.
Not like a real job.
I wanted my water bottle. Apparently, that's not going to be the case. It's over there. I'll figure it out.
But yeah, so Minecraft reminds me so much of Terraria, and I love it so much. Myself and James were playing yesterday, and this is kind of tragic, but also.
You want a cat?
Do I. What?
Oh, no, you can't. You would hate it. He scratches everything.
Okay, yeah, no, I'd fucking kill it.
My...
I wouldn't kill it.
My friend...
I would be pissed, though.
You would never kill it.
I would put it on the balcony.
Then you would kill it.
You see what's still there? Why does she have one? Do you have any friends in...
So one of my friends has a cat, and she's never home, and so she...
Can I see it?
You know who it is. You hung out with him at my place.
Stanley.
Norman. Stanley.
I didn't know he ruined stuff. I almost bought a hamster yesterday and named it Andy. I was debating between Andy and Darren, and I settled on Andy. And he would be orange and white. Come on. Doesn't that sound so nice? I used to have, well, I've had a variety of hamsters in my lifetime, but I had one when I was little. Its name was Domino, and it was straight from hell, but I taught it how to climb the stairs. But it bit a lot. It bit through the side of my finger so hard. Oh, yeah, so hard that I passed out.
She's not good with blood.
No. So and it bit, actually, I still have the scar, only on one side. But it bit through the side of my finger, and I shook it off, and I blacked out. I don't remember what happened. But then I was standing in the bathroom, and I was fine-ish. Like, it hurt, and I was, like, scared, because I was like, how would he do that to me? Like, I'm his mom. And I was, like, all upset. And then I was there with my mom and the girl who used to live next to us, and they put hydrogen peroxide on my finger, and it started bubbling.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I felt like I could feel it moving through my finger.
Did you pass
even
out
I totally
again?
Couldn't. And I passed out, and I hit my head off the door because in my parents' bathroom it used to open
your
inwards.
Mom didn't think we're gonna sit Lauren down for this.
No, I was standing in front of the sink because she was running water and the peroxide over it. So yeah, I passed out, and that
twice.
Was the beginning. No, I didn't pass out the first time. I just got like blacked out, like stress blackout. You know?
No.
Okay, well, like, you know when you're in an interview and, like,
you just
get so
remember.
Stressed out that you just, like, black out and you don't know?
Are you sure you didn't pass out?
Yeah. No, like, no, but I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. But, yeah, I pass out a lot from blood and needles and stuff like that. I just don't do very well.
No.
With that kind of thing. But I think that was probably the first time. That I had any real
and
issue
so that,
with that
was the start of your love affair for hamsters.
Yeah, and then I got another hamster. His name was Clark. He was also gray and white, and he was the fucking best. He used to like lay on my table while I was like doing work in my undergrad and just like chill, like you know the fluff that you give them to make beds.
Sure.
He would just like make himself. Oh, he was so
like
nice.
Kapoor, like the wood things.
No. Oh, okay, damn. First of all, why did you say that in French?
Because it's the only way I remembered how to say it.
Wood chips.
Okay, well, I remember that now.
they give them, like, white fluff that they can, like, tear apart and, like, make into a bed. Oh. It's good and bad. Good because it gives them, like, a nice cozy house, but bad because if they eat it...
They die.
That's not... Well, they don't die. Mm. It's just not good for them.
I think they die.
No.
Eventually.
I mean, everything dies eventually.
Yeah, but a hamster can't handle a fluff. His intestines are so small?
I don't know. Anyways, So I had Clark. He was so beautiful and amazing, and I loved him very much. And he was racist. He used to only bite Asian people. I'm not lying. I swear on my life. One of my best friends from undergrad, mm-hmm. actually, the one that's in Australia as well, mm-hmm. those are the only people that he bit. They're both Asian. I'm just saying it's related. He was racist, but he was so cute.
And he never. That's America.
He was so cute, though. I loved him so much, but he like was so racist.
That sums up the world.
Yeah. Oh, but he's so racist. So cute.
But he's so cute.
Yeah,
so it's so okay.
He's so cute, though.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he was really cute, and I loved him very much, even though he was racist towards two of my best friends. I still loved him. One time, I worked really, really late. I used to work. Actually, I'm not going to say what. I used to work really, really late and, like, really weird hours. Oh, I'm not, like, a stripper or anything. Not that that's not okay, but that's not what I meant by that. I came home at, like, 3 a.m. That's how I'm going to leave that. And I was super tired, and I came downstairs.
I feel like that just leaves so many more questions.
I don't care. I was, like, really, really tired because I had worked, like, so many hours that weekend. And I came downstairs in my student house, and Clark's cage was open. And I called my boyfriend at the time and cried on the floor. Because I was like, he's gone. Like, I love him so much. He's going to just die in here. I'm going to find his body. Like, it's going to be so sad. I just got, like, really upset. And then...
He was asleep in his cage, wasn't he?
No, he got out. Because it was nighttime, right? Mm. So he was, like, super active. And I'm, like, sitting on my floor waiting for my boyfriend at the time to come to my student house. And I hear, like, a slide and a thud. And my pillow was hanging off my bed, and he slid down my pillow onto the ground, and I looked over by my bed, and he's just, like, sitting. I was like, ah, and I, like, grabbed him. I was like, I love you so much. I was like, such a mess. And then I called my boyfriend at the time. I was like, I found him. It's okay. You don't have to come. Like, I found him. I'm so happy. And he's like, it's like 3:30. I was like, he wasn't even out of bed yet. And I was like, okay, well, it's fine. I have my hamster. It's fine.
I'm okay now. Otherwise, you would be.
But yeah, it was really sad. In that same house, so I bought that hamster at the same time as one of my other roommates. And she lost her hamster in the vent. And it, like, died in our ventilation system somewhere. And we never saw it again. She was weird, so part of me is like, did she kill it? It was my friend from Niagara's ex-girlfriend, so I'm wondering if I could ask him and be like, do you know if she actually, like, killed it and didn't just, like, fake lose it? I don't know. Anyways, animal cruelty. Let's leave it there. And racist hamsters. I loved him so much.
You talk about Clark so much.
Yeah, because he's so cute. But yeah, I think we can leave it off there. Thanks for listening. And all of this is going to be pre-recorded. So if anything great happens in the world, we won't talk about it.
Nope.
In the next 4 weeks.
We're gonna miss it.
Fuck. That sucks, man. I'm going to change my shirt for the next one. Try and fool some people.
I don't think I will.
By saying it right now, I'm obviously not fooling them.
Also, I feel like you talked about, you want to talk about Minecraft, and you talked about it for like 2 seconds.
And we can do that next time.
So the next time. So yeah, not the first podcast, not the second podcast.
But maybe I'll do it for like New Year's.
The next one.
Yeah.
She's going to talk about Minecraft. I'm terrible at it, so I have nothing to say.
I love it so much.
I'm so bad. All right.
That's
it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Cool.
Follow us on social media.
Gamer Girls with 2 A's.
Yeah. And also subscribe, please. We have legitimately 14 subscribers, which is fine.
You know what? I honestly thought we were going to have
none. Zero. Same.
Okay. I thought we were going to have none. So yeah. That's whether or not they actually watch. That's.
Ooh, and rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because it would make me feel so happy.
It would make
me
really happy.
And rate and say something weird so we can read them out. I see podcasts that do that all the time. They're like, someone rated 5 stars and said, because sometimes people like leave questions or like weird or funny comments right. And stuff.
Okay, do that.
So I feel like that's kind of fun.
We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. Peace out. Love you. Bye.
Bye.